Hello.
Clearly, yeah, Jim.
Yeah, it says unknown number ID.
Right.
Just so you know. Yeah, because it's the same. And then, if when that comes on, I don't even know who's at the other end. Is it Clyde and Sons,
No,
right?
I know. And that's why, of course, you knew that you'd called me and I was going to call you back.
Anyway, so yeah, so the serious thing is this document that I was able to retrieve from the garbage, right? Because when that day when they closed the door and, took all the stuff there, the first time that happened was in October of 2003. So 2004, they stole everything that I had. So something happened yesterday, which I'll tell you later. I don't even really want to talk about it on the phone because it would jeopardize this girl's life. But anyway, what happened was when I got this document out of the garbage, it was like a lot of the stuff was already, because it was in the middle of winter, and I was trying to drag these green garbage bags that they had thrown all my documentation like into the binsters, and I had to drag them in the middle of one of the coldest winters along this laneway and in the front and try to take a cab and get these things to a safe haven. Anyway, what it is a document that shows direct conflict of interest of this woman. And I had sworn it on January 18th, 1994, because she kept saying she was my dad's common-law wife. So to the police, right, when they were interviewing her. And so I said she was holding my dad hostage because she was common-law wife to I don't know how many men, right? So two of the people where she was getting their welfare checks, the guy's name was Harry Grunos. I'll spell it. I don't have all the spelling in front of me. And the blind guy that she was collecting his pension for quite a number of years was Yussi or John Kuyala. I have to get the spelling for you as well. Anyway, so when I was able to get in with that court order with the police officer helping me, I was able to get a bit of documentation in there that linked that she was writing annually the application to reapply for the pension. It had to be done yearly, like reapply. She was filling it out. The guy was dead. So there were two people she was collecting. So Clayton Ruby was acting on her behalf, and that's a direct conflict of interest. Clayton Ruby was her employer. She was employed as the housekeeper for Clayton Ruby. Now, Clayton Ruby's father was a mobster. His last name was Rubenstein, and he was from Chicago.
Was he related to Jack Ruby?
That's where I truly believe, because I was cleaning Clayton Ruby's father's office. It was the headquarters of Flash, which was a kind of a girly,
Yeah, sure.
smutty.
Magazine.
Yeah. So anyway, what happened was I always thought that there was a direct link with the contact to Jack Ruby in Dallas via the Rubenstein. So I'm going to try to trace that. Yesterday, I went and I got that, what I was telling you, I was going to get the composite drawing of the Balaclava Bill. So I got that, which shows James Earl Ray. You could see that it's James Earl Ray, the fourth one. Anyway, I'll send it to you sometime today. I did quite a bit of work yesterday, and I got out of the house. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, I'm very worried about you.
Well, I am too, like to get out there and just to try, to get the
Listen.
pieces of the puzzle. They're so it's so complicated you wouldn't believe. But
Yeah.
anyway, that's probably the biggest story. They're wanting to kick out the mayor, John Ford of Toronto, on Monday. So it's a big showdown because he was appealing,
Okay.
and his crime, Mayor Ford's crime, with the conflict of interest, is he used the city hall letterhead to solicit funds for his charity or whatever. He had this football team for boys to help them coach because he likes to help kids, right? Mm. So they Clayton Ruby and was acting as solicitor for another fellow, and he brought the charges, you know, there was conflict of interest. So it's a big showdown right now here in Toronto.
Haley, listen, I got to explain. This is becoming, you know, I'm not having time to do all the other things I need to do. I think talking intermittently now and then like we are now is fine, and I'm very glad to know how you're doing.
Right.
But I can't do what we did in the past, okay?
No, nor can I, because I've got to focus on all my stuff.
Okay. Okay, good.
Anyway, now what I want to do is...
Hang on one second. Hang on one second. Rolf, I'll call you right back. Yeah, go ahead.
What was so important was Clayton Ruby was hampering my getting into my dad's estate where all of the documents, like I said, the magazines that go into the gun, you know, the ordering of the guns was there. I would have had the originals.
Yeah. Oh, about
so
the order for the man.
This is a major conflict of interest.
You mean
ever
about the order
one.
for the man Licker Carcano?
That's right, but all the other, the Enfields, the revolvers and all that was used, they came from that same source, like I told you. It was Empire, then it went to the one in Vermont, and then it went down to California, and the other one went to Alden's in Chicago, right?
Haley,
that's what was important.
Right, right. Keep working on your stuff, and I'll get back to you.
What I'll do is I'll just keep informed if they call me back, because I want to see this come to some sort of head, right?
Yes, yes.
That somebody's helping me.
Yes, I understand.
All right, talk to you whenever. Bye.
Thanks, bye.